This call is being recorded.
Brant Bush is in.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Fantastic. If I was any better, I'd shoot myself in the face.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, before anybody's on, you got to come in to Spring Alumni Weekend. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah,
got to have you.
I will be there. Donovan has auditions for WVU band Saturday morning at 9. So I will be there with him Friday evening into Saturday. So, yes, I will be there. Might have to miss a meeting here or there, but I'll be there, buddy.
Oh, my God, that's great. We got a bunch of guys.
Yeah, I'll definitely RSVP here in a couple of days and get arrangements made, but we will be there. Yep.
That's awesome. So he's going to go to WVU.
Oh, absolutely. It was a toss between us and the Virginia school. It's just went out of my head. Yeah, and he saw that report where the James Madison admission director was bad-mouthing people like Trump, and that was it for him. He was done. So he's strong on his convictions, buddy. So he's we got him. He'll be a Mountaineer in August. Yep.
That's awesome. That's fabulous. Hey, man, we got reasons to go back now.
No kidding. I'll definitely be back there more than once a year. That's for sure.
That's great. Good stuff. Andy Dunn is 90% sure he's coming in. It's probably 95%. I talked to your favorite buddy, Chris Vary.
Chris.
This morning, he'll be in. We're trying to strong arm TJ.
Yeah.
Webster's definitely in.
Good.
Randy Lapsovich, I know, is definitely in.
Good.
And, obviously, Turner Geisler, more than likely. Yeah, we're getting a good number of people to join us. Hello, Ken. Hello, Bob.
Ken Burko here.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm fine.
Ken.
How are you? Hello.
Bobby, where are you, pal? Are you up in North Nashville?
I will be tomorrow morning.
Where are you now?
Here in Pennsylvania, outside of Pittsburgh, sitting on my desk.
I thought you were leaving today.
No, I'll be leaving in the morning.
All right. Well, you just let me know where and when we'll meet, and I'll be there.
Absolutely.
Hello, Jordan. We are waiting on a couple others, and we'll get started. We're still a little early. There's JG. He's in.
What's up?
Hi, buddy. We got a couple that are, I know we'll be missing. So let's just give it a few more minutes. And we'll get going. For those of you who are coming in, it looks like I've gotten confirmations from a bunch of guys that have not yet registered but have said they're coming. So we're starting to get a nice cross-section of alumni that are committing to come to Spring Alumni Weekend. So it's going to be good. I hope all of you guys can make it in. I know it's a tough road for some of you guys, but I hope everybody is there. We're going to have a good time. John, Ken, before we get started, is there anything that I can do to help out for this weekend?
At this point, Tom, I don't think so. We haven't had much in the way of RSVPs. I think we've got one Mr. Farmer, who I don't think I've met before, so that will be cool to meet him on Saturday.
Good.
I think this is more of just trying to get something started and get a little bit of momentum, and we'll see if we can't build from here.
That's exactly right. And play it up as if it was the best, the biggest and best event that Charlotte's ever seen.
I'm probably going to spend the whole $500. I got to be honest with you.
just spend it wisely. I don't care. Just, you know.
Oh, I'll get a big bang for my buck.
I'm sure you will, Ken. I have no doubts. Let's see. Let me text a few guys, and then we'll get going. We've got 3, 4, 5. We've got enough. To have a quorum. John, we have enough for a quorum, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and Jason. I know how Jason and Patrick have told me they couldn't be on, but how they wanted to vote in one thing.
I'm here.
Who?
Tyus.
Oh, you are? Okay, great. Yeah, we definitely
have. I left the damn meeting. I said I got more important shit to do.
That a boy. Hey, let's
let us out early.
All right, it's 5:03. Why don't we get going? And whoever jumps on, we will. They'll just catch up. Let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. This is the Board of Directors meeting for February 2017 that I'm calling to order. If you're not, or you can be, please log on to the Uber Conference website. Helps out a little bit. And I'm surprised. Is there anyone that's on the Uber Conference website right now?
Bob is. Yep.
And not even one comment in regards to my profile picture?
I was going to say something about that. Is that the embarrassed fan?
Yeah, I've got a picture of a Jets fan with a bag over his head as my profile picture today. I thought many of you would get a kick out of that.
I did. I'll let it go.
All right. Well, you know, it's been a couple weeks since the Patriots stabbed me in the heart again. So I'm still not quite over it, but we'll go from there. All right. Let's go ahead and call roll. Secretary John George, if you would do the honors, please.
We'll do Bob Loffner, AP68, regional leader for Pittsburgh.
Present.
Anthony Grayley, Twan, AP359, regional leader for Charleston, West Virginia. Ken Burko, AP367, regional leader for the Carolinas and Charlotte.
Here.
Greg Baldwin, AP412, regional leader for the D.C. metro area. Pat Farley, AP67, is out tonight.
Correct.
Jordan Feathers, AP438, vice president, chief risk officer.
Here.
Greg Winkleman, AP69, vice president, fundraising. Jason Hyatt, AP466, Vice President, Chief Information Officer.
I'm here.
John is here. Patrick Folio, AP147, Treasurer, Chief Financial Officer. Kristen Hardy, AP360, VP, Chief Operating Officer. Matt Laffa, AP628, Executive Vice President. Tom Bagley, AP284, President and Chief Executive Officer.
Present.
Is there anyone else with us tonight on the call?
Brant Bush, AP215, joining.
Thanks, Brent.
Thanks, Brent. Okay, so we do have a quorum of officers to be able to vote on stuff, which we are going to need tonight. Can I have a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes to the last meeting, please?
Bob Locker will make a motion.
Can I have a second, please?
Jordan Feathers, second.
Thank you. Without any opposition, let's dispense of the reading of last month's minutes and move right into officer reports. Since it is his first time, I'm going to give him the honors. And again, welcome Ken Burko, our new regional leader for the Charlotte region. Ken, we're thrilled to have you on board, seriously. And go ahead and just give us a little update on what you guys have planned for this weekend.
Okay, sure. I've been working with John George to organize a event at the West Virginia University baseball game here versus the UNCC 49ers. It's opening weekend for both teams, I believe, right, John? UNCC hasn't played yet?
That's correct.
Yeah, I think it's opening weekend for both teams. It's a three-game set. And we had sent out some emails to folks a little over a month ago, letting them know about it. And then we followed up each week up until this past week where we gave out some specifics as far as where the tailgate will be, where to park, how to get tickets. We had offered to pay for all of the alumni tickets. John was able to get us a great deal through the school. We have had one person RSVP. So we will do our best to put our flag up and still have a good time and see if we can't get something started for next time.
That's perfect, man. And really, I mean, again, with these, they're going to start small. And I don't want you to be discouraged. And if it's the three of you guys, heck, if it was just you and John, I think, you know, have a good time. Go grab a beer afterwards. Spend a couple bucks. Take some pictures and send them in to Jason when you're done, and let's get this thing talked up. It'll be really cool. And again, great job. I think it's a cool event and get to see the baseball team started off. And JG, how lucky are you? It's in your own backyard, so good deal. Bob, I know that you've got something planned as well for this weekend. Why don't you tell what's in the works there?
You know, you're right, Tom, and it's one of those things you might call serendipitous, if you will. And the great thing about it is one of our own brothers, Brother Sean Janovich, and forgive me, I don't tell you his API number. It's after mine, way after mine, and probably after yours too, Tommy, isn't it?
Yes.
Sean Janovich?
Yep.
So Sean Janovich is an industrious person. He and another guy own a nice establishment south of Pittsburgh, about 22 miles. And it's in Washington, PA. It's near a racetrack and a casino they have. So his establishment is called Bacon, Bourbon, and Beer. Now that sounds like maybe a crazy combination, but it's a nice little bar, if you will. And bourbon is their forte. So he was in the downtown Pittsburgh area. He moved it outside of Pittsburgh, which is very close to Interstate 79. And I met with him back in December. So we're going to just gather there on Saturday afternoon to watch the Mountaineers play the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Watch a basketball game. So it's I'm hoping to see maybe half a dozen or more there. It's guys kind of – I will tell you this, guys, I do have a problem getting guys a response. So it's – Tom, I think it's your forte. You say you keep bugging, send a text, send a tweet, send an email, occasionally do a call. But – and this is just one of the things – to let you guys know, I'm trying to do maybe a gathering on the Pittsburgh area twice a year, spring, winter, maybe basketball, football season, I think it's a good deal. And it's nice having a brother having an establishment in the Pittsburgh area. So hoping that goes well. And with me being Nashville this weekend, I've asked Brother Farley kind of to be the steed for me, even though everybody's getting their own drinks. I guess someone needs to be there, be the kind of a the sheep herder, if you will. So,
absolutely.
Athlete, to let you know, Ken, this is going to be our third gathering, our third official gathering. We got together in December of 2015 to watch a football game. Got together last December to watch a football game. And we're going to do this one. So spring, fall gatherings, and then supplement with homecoming, and then as well as the spring alumni function. So I guess you could say we can have four official gatherings in the year.
Yep. And that's the whole thing.
In a nutshell.
Yeah.
Unless anybody has any advice or questions.
No, you know, Bob, I think it's great. Just keep at it. And the key to it is just communication upon communication, and eventually you guys will show up and have fun, and it'll be a good time. So just again, don't be discouraged if there's not a huge turnout. If there's 10, 5, 3, 2 guys, it's going to be a successful event.
Yeah, it's just all mattering. Sean's going to be there because he owns the place. So, yeah, just keep pushing it, and brothers start spreading the word, having some fun, and it's all about a good brotherhood, good fellowship, good times.
Absolutely. All right, great, and I appreciate that. Eric's not on, and Tuan is not on. Hey, Bob, I'm just want to give a quick update about what it looks like is that we're getting some momentum or some plans started early for the Journey of Hope teams that will be coming through Charleston and Pittsburgh again. Some communications have gone out from the Journey of Hope staff to both Bob, Patrick, and Tuan down in Charleston. So we'll have some opportunities to meet up with the Journey of Hope. Ken, just to bring you up into speed, and I don't know the southern route, but we're going to have to check it out. If there's an opportunity, last year what we did was we met both the Mid-Atlantic, I'm sorry, the Mid-American and North teams, one in Pittsburgh and one in Charleston, and went and had a couple guys go to each of those events. Patrick Farley got his company to sponsor a breakfast for the North team. It's a great volunteer opportunity, a great way to get guys to interact with the Journey of Hope team. And I think the guys that went were really blown away. So for everyone's benefit, we're going to try to do a better job at coordinating that this year so that we can have a presence at, you know, if not just those two locations, perhaps all four of our regions that can participate. So that's what we got going on. I'm excited about that.
Let me add this briefly, Tom, if I can.
Sure.
And the conversation I had, and you saw this guy, I think I CC'd you on it, the email I got from the conversation I had with the young man, he's the mapping manager, I guess, for the Journey of Hope. And Zach LaPala. LaPla, I guess. And he's out of Charlotte. And what they're even talking about, looking for places to stay. Because there was an institution that they go do their Journey of Hope visit. They've done the last couple of years in Pittsburgh, north of Pittsburgh, and its accommodations are okay. So I'm going to try to maybe just let you know, maybe work with Brother Kish, Dave Kish. He's lived in this area his whole life. Maybe I don't know if we can house them at the local Catholic church, but they do something like that. So just to give you some heads up, I might reach out to Brother Kish to see if they might be able to do something like that for the team.
That'd be great. And I'll tell you, the planning on it's going now. So, yeah, the sooner the better. Don't hesitate to reach out to them on that and get that ball rolling.
Just to let you know, they're looking for places for lunch and or dinner. So, heck, we reach out now and, like, bring, for instance, the University of Pittsburgh's here. They have a PICAP chapter. And then just north of here, say 50 miles, is Slippery Rock State University.
Yeah.
You know, you might get some alums and or actives to help out. Just throw it out there.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So, we'll definitely be on that. And maybe a couple other opportunities for volunteering with Ability Experience in the year 2017. So, all right, great stuff. Let's keep going. I am going to file Patrick Farley's report as member at large. He's traveling in Chicago for business today. We have been concentrating, he and I, on gathering the information as best we can for late 90s up until the charter revocation in 2015. Patrick, Jason, and I sat on a call with Turner and Dyson last week, and it was really great. We got some information about the chapter that I didn't know, I wasn't aware of, and is going to prove to be really valuable in terms of finishing out that those years. You know, one thing that Patrick is, rightly concerned with is making sure that the history project is something that is a continual ongoing process. What my hope was and what I kind of envisioned when I asked him to undertake this was to get a document written that we could post online and that people could read and we could share a bunch of different information, which I think we'll ultimately get to. But he's been really focused in on making sure that we have a process in place to continually update things as we find them so that it's not a static document, which, again, I think is a really great thing for us to look, looking at it that way. So I'm pretty sure that by our April spring alumni weekend, we're going to have a pretty comprehensive overview from the mid-20s up until, where we are today. And it'll be great, and it will be ongoing. And so I feel really good about where we stand right now, and I think Patrick would agree. A little bit later in the conference call, we're going to expand a little bit on the changing nature of this position and some things that I've kind of evolved in my thinking on this position and to make it a little bit more effective, but I'll wait till we get out there a little bit. Any questions on that?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So that's that report. Next up is our Vice President and Chief Risk Officer, Jordan Feathers.
I have no report at this time.
Okay. No problem. I have not had the ability to reach out to the administrative office to work a little bit more on that idea that I had about getting a licensing agreement on a local level, but I'll make it a point to reach out to Christian and get his thoughts on that. Let's move forward to our Vice President and Chief Information Officer, Jason.
I don't have a whole lot to add other than, I keep putting stuff out on Facebook, Instagram. The Let Us Know site is up. So if you guys know of anything going on with anybody, anything we want to share, post, whatever, send them to that website or just tell them to email us. I can get some more content out. Like I said, the biggest thing for me now is just getting content. So I think that's all I have.
Okay. Hey,
Tom, yeah. Jason, may I interject this?
Sure.
Something about it. When you say information, say for Jason's behalf, when we're that position as a person who tries to gather, say we're brothers' contact information, their cell phone, their email, is that correct?
Absolutely.
So what I did is, I'm sure some guys have already thought about this. For instance, I'm trying to reach out to the guys that were the Recharving brothers from 1978. Specifically speaking, there's a guy named Bob South, with which some of these guys we've lost information with. We don't know who they are. So I said, why don't I go off of Facebook and put this person's name? And lo and behold, Bob Southworth, there's like five, six Bob Southworths popped up, Minnesota, Oregon, Florida. But Bob Southworth, Phoenix, Arizona, he popped up. and said he's originally from Pittsburgh area. Said, okay, reach out to him. He's not accepted my Facebook invitation, but he's out there. And then also, there's John Ramey, who is part of J-O-N, John Ramey. He's in West Virginia. Yeah. And he, I got him, I put him on the Alpha Row Facebook page. So he's on there already. So one of those things that how we struggle to find people, whether it's the white pages, how to search for people. Because we, like you said before, Tom, we have our own groups. We're all Alpha Row. We're all Pi Caps. However, we have our groups that we knew with a five-year span when we came and when we left. So we can keep working that. So I'll keep working that specifically with the brotherhood, with the guys that are the retarding group for my era. My era.
Yeah.
I want to interject that.
And it, this is just it's a good reminder to everybody that one of the things that we just need everyone to do is if you find information on somebody, a friend that you've reached out to or you've seen on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever, ask the question if they've updated their information. Get their email address. Just say, hey, are you getting the stuff from the alumni chapter? And if they've said no, shoot us an email. Let Jason know. One of the things that we're doing right now, too, is you should have all received an email in the last few days from it came from Mark Temmies about updating your information for the PICAP directory. That's an extremely useful tool. Denise Nelson, who is the director of alumni relations for the fraternity, is going to be doing a data dump for all the new contact information she gets for Alpha Row to us. It's another way that we're going to be able to update our database. So if you haven't, go out and update your information on that. Make sure it's correct. And then, do what Bob's doing and reach out to guys. And if you're on Facebook and you see somebody, take a look on the alumni chapter page and see if they're there. If they're not, send them an invitation to join. Just do things like that, and we'll be able to expand our outreach and get in touch with guys that are not receiving our emails. And the one thing, too, that I wanted to add, just about content and stuff in general, if you guys haven't looked at the Google Drive, the shared Google thing that we have, you guys need to go out and take a look at this. There's pictures on there, some of which were just shared by Patrick Folio going back for a few years. It's amazing. It's just so incredible to see. There's pictures from, the rechartering era, all the way up to, the 35th event and further. There's so many cool things. And before we get them uploaded to the website, it's a really cool way for you guys to go out there and check that stuff out. So if you don't know how to do that, ask Jason. Ask Jason how to check out what we have in the Google Share, because I think everyone should be on it and be looking at it. And also should be – go ahead,
shoot
Jason.
Shoot me an email if anybody wants access. I have to add you because we keep it secure, but just shoot me an email. I'll send you a link to your email address, and you can get in there. And like Tom said, it also has the history we're working on. You can read through it, add info. There's a spreadsheet in there with all the chapter positions, archon, vice archon, all that. So you might be able to plug in some stuff there, too, that we might need.
Yeah. It's really awesome. So take a look.
And if I may, Patrick and Jason, let me ask this one more question. That to be sure that I know sometimes you have areas of communication or links for communication, and sometimes you can say, how many do you need? So let me be sure. We use Facebook. We have some Twitter and then emails. Is that it?
Instagram.
Instagram. I have a Google Plus page set up, but nobody on earth uses Google Plus, so.
Oh, let me ask you this. Who uses Instagram?
All the kids. I actually, honestly, we have more followers on Instagram than anywhere else.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's become the new platform because nobody wants to be on Facebook because their parents are on there.
That's good. Yeah.
It is what it is. So some of our younger alumni are on there. The biggest thing is it's out there getting exposure. So when we do hand it over to the undergrads, that WVU PICAP name is there, ready to roll.
And not to belabor this, Tom and Jason, sometimes it could be a little bit tedious to say, okay, are you like Tom? I think you told me you kind of have slid away from Facebook. Is that right?
Yeah,
and
I'm
say,
off.
Wow. And how many do you need to be on all of them? You say, hey, or just say, let's just let it go. Do a couple of them. So one way or another, email, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, somebody ought to get that message one way or another. Maybe
well,
not we, be on all five of them.
Well, we're not gonna back off on being on any of the social media sites. It's just a matter of us being on, you know, aware of who uses what. It's kind of what Jason.
Well, I'm not saying
is.
Backing off. I mean, does one person have to be on all six of them?
No.
No.
Okay, right.
I share everything I put on Facebook goes to Twitter. Instagram, if it's got any type of photo meaningful, I'll put it on there. The big thing with Instagram is it's not as much sharing content as it's pictures. So I'll put the tags. When the newsletter's up, I throw a picture up there saying, hey, newsletter's out. The problem with Instagram is you can't put hyperlinks in anything. You can't, you know, so I don't share as much. But if you're Twitter or Facebook, and quite honestly, everybody that's on Instagram is either Twitter or Facebook.
We as the on Alpha Row alumni don't have to be on all six of them, but you as being the information officer are communicating on all of them.
Correct.
Okay. Enough said.
Yep. All right. Patrick is not on, unfortunately. He's on another, unless he joined in the last few minutes. Yeah, he's not on tonight. He had another call. He said that the balance is about the same. I know that we've gotten some PayPal contributions and some PayPal payments for Spring Alumni Weekend. So I'll have him update that number and send it out in the next couple of days. Let's see. That is about it. I want to go and give the Vice President and Chief Operating Officer report. Unfortunately, I got a note today from Barney, and he's unfortunately had to resign his position as our Chief Operating Officer. And it was a decision that he came to very reluctantly. It's been a very difficult time for he and his family. I'm not going to get into the specific reasons. It's just been a really, really tough year for he and his wife Amy and their kids. And he needs the ability just to deal with his family right now. So he has asked to resign regretfully, and I've accepted his resignation. Under the powers granted to me in the Constitution and bylaws, I'm going to appoint a new chief operating officer, and it will be voted upon or ratified at our spring alumni weekend. That person is going to be Eric Baldwin. Eric, as you know, has served us loyally for years and years, is one of the best guys that we've ever had in the chapter. I'm thankful that he's agreed to take on this position. I explained to him that we've got to finish up the strategic planning committee's recommendations. Most of it is done. There's a little bit left over. I'm going to need his help in formatting it and putting it in a presentation for Spring Alumni Weekend. But he has agreed to help and complete that. So I'm sorry to see Barney step off the board. I hope that he will come around as often as he can, but we're going to move forward with Eric as our chief operating officer. Patrick, you're on now. Patrick? Hold on. There he is.
Yeah,
come off the mute.
Yeah, I know. The mute button's the worst thing on God's green earth.
Welcome on.
Thank you.
Did you, I gave a brief update on that there's not much of a change, but I know that there's some contributions and some payments that were made by PayPal. Have you had a chance to look at those?
No, I will go in and I'll take care of those and slide them in.
And if you would, just send the balance to JG so he can reflect it in the minutes.
More than happy to.
Thank y'all very much. Okay. Lafa is not with us again today, and I understand why. He is hopefully going to be joining us for Spring Alumni Weekend. If not, I'm going to go up to New York City, rake him over the coals, and drag him down myself, I think. But okay, my report. I've got a couple of updates that I want to give to you regarding the goals that I had set for the year. First was getting a firm commitment from WVU and the national staff on the rechartering efforts. Just a quick update. Mike Turner and I met a couple weeks ago to talk about where things stand with housing. Right now, he got a commitment for another year from the SAEs, but he put it out to the group that we're looking for another two-year commitment. If we can get that two-year commitment from them, and when we do, he doesn't anticipate that being a huge problem because there's such a shortage of housing on campus, decent housing. Once we get that commitment, we'll be in a position to then go to the national staff and get that firm commitment to begin the process of recolonizing beginning in the either the late or spring of 2018 or fall, summer, fall of 2018, with our hopes to recharter in the spring of 19, when we will hold that 40th anniversary celebration. So that looks like the preliminary timeline right now. As soon as I hear back from Turner, we'll put the wheels in motion on that. The second goal, two successful Morgantown events where we total 100 members who come to town. Spring Alumni Weekend is really shaping up. We have the plans that are in place. I want to give you guys a quick update on things. I've been working with Jordan and Jason and Patrick. We ran into a little bit of problem with the mount layer. There's an event that's taking place that weekend where all the rooms are taken. So unfortunately, where we have a free room, we had to scramble. The Erickson Alumni Center offered us a room for $200 plus another $200 for AV use. The Holiday Inn offered us a room for $300. And then thankfully, Jessica Lee from the Greek Life office emailed back and said that we could use a room in Woodburn Hall, which has AV capabilities and everything that we need, with the exception of a conference call line, which we're going to have to talk to Jason about figuring out a solution for that. But we're going to go ahead and have our board meeting in Woodburn Hall. For all of these, those of you that are looking for nostalgia, will get to be in Woodburn Hall, if that means anything to anybody. Other than that, everything else is really coming together nicely. The looks like the reception of guys that are going to be there is going to be bigger than it was last year. So 25, 30 guys is what we're looking at tentatively right now. Please talk it up. Please ask your fellow friends to come in. I've gotten a commitment. It's a 95% commitment from my best friend during my years as an undergraduate, Andy Dunn, who will be flying in from Phoenix and will be getting an award for coming in from the furthest away, unless Greg Hack happens to come in from LA, which I doubt. Please ask guys to come in. The history project, we're gonna spend Friday evening either at Arturo's or the Boston Beanery, just grabbing a bunch of tables, pouring pitchers of beer, and having dinner, and having Patrick and share some of the things that he's discovered during this research project. It's gonna be really cool, and I just hope that everybody will join him for that. A real quick update on the stepping stones. contact. I spent time talking to them. They have a big event that day. It's a beauty pageant for their girls. Their entire staff is going to be tied up doing that, so they can't send staff to our bowling to allow families to come and do that. So what we're going to do in its place is we're going to still go bowling, but we're going to have a competition. And there's going to be a little bit of maybe some wagering going on for this competition, in which we'll all put in some money into a pot and split it up between the winners and the ability experience. It'll be a nice fundraising opportunity where we can bowl, have a little bit of fun, maybe a few beers, and then we're on to Turner's House for another catered dinner and fun time hanging out at Turner's House. So Spring Alumni Weekend is going to be great. Again, talk it up. Third point is raising another $10,000 for our operations. And this one is a little bit of a sticking point. We've got to get this thing engineered and back up. I've got a few ideas, but I don't feel like getting too much into the weeds on that on the call. But I am always thinking about ways of finding another $10,000 to be raised, and I'll keep working on that. We've spent time, I've already updated you on the written history. The fifth one was starting the Charlotte region and getting the New York, New Jersey region up and running and having at least one event. We talked about Ken being on board now and the two events that are being held this weekend. The sixth one was coordinating with the ability experience for volunteer opportunities in our regions. Again, we updated the Journey of Hope rides in Pittsburgh and Charleston, and we're going to try to get, I've emailed Basil Lyman, the head of ability experience, to try to get some more opportunities in our areas for people to come out and help build a playground or a ramp or something. So we'll continue to work on getting the Journey of Hope incorporated into our operations. It's really important that we do that. And then finally, the 40th Rechartering Committee being firmly established. Patrick has done that. The committee is set. They've already had one meeting. The second meeting is going to be held sometime in March. Patrick hasn't set that yet, but it's going to be held sometime in March. And he is using Spring Alumni Weekend to meet with a few of the establishments to discuss possible locations for our use during the 40th. So we're well on our way for that 40th being done. Any questions on any of those seven goals?
Not I.
Okay. I ran through those quickly, but that's because we've got a couple of other things that we really have to get through. One of the things that I'd like for us to do, that I need for each one of the officers to do, is complete a I'm going to ask you, and I'll send you it probably by form sometime either late this week or early next week. I want you guys to come up with a list of goals and objectives for the upcoming year, 2016-17, of what you want to accomplish in your positions. And the purpose is to compile a list of measurable goals that we're going to release at the spring board meeting so that we have some ways to come back and see exactly what we're doing. I don't want this, and it's not intended to be a doctoral thesis on what it is that you're looking to do for your positions. It should be absolutely 100%, no way longer than a page. But doing it in a sentence or two will be more than sufficient. And I'd like this done on before Monday, March 15th, because that's not March 15th. It's March 13th, because our meeting is March 15th. and I want to compile that and talk about it for March, and then give myself about a month to put it all together to release during Spring Alumni Weekend. Again, this is not rocket science, and I'm not asking you to spend hours and hours and hours. It's few thoughts that you have on what you'd like to do in the next year, and we'll go from there. Gosh, hang on a second. Part of being a dad is juggling, and I'm and I cannot multitask. Sorry.
You jug away. It's Patrick Fuller. Let me give you the balances. Of course, I had them in front of me. Now I don't. Balance in the checkbook is $8,135.28. Just transferred over $745.28. And who the heck, and this may be you, Jason, is Pink Pine Cone Jewelry?
What is it?
Pink. We have a payment for $40 from Pink Pine Cone Jewelry.
That would be your esteemed AP number 67.
I was going to say, that wasn't me.
That's Patrick.
Okay, that's good.
I can't believe you really had to ask that question.
My card's been revoked several times, so don't worry about it. Yeah. Okay. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you very much. Just over the next few weeks, you might want to just take a look at PayPal, maybe once a week, because I know that we're going to have guys registering. You know, they've told me that they're going to be registering the next few days. So I would anticipate there's going to be some more payments in there.
Yeah, there already are. And I will start sharing.
Cool. Okay. Any questions on that? The goal setting, just real simple. I just want to have us being able to look at some of those goals and measure them and see how we're doing and tracking, as opposed to kind of just keeping everything up in the air and hoping that stuff gets done. So any questions? All right. If you look at the agenda, if anybody has that in front of them, I don't expect that you do. I want to hold off on that third item and move into conclude my report, move into to old business. Is there any old business?
There's okay.
Not. Just the one that we've got always that's going to roll over. John, there is new business. Can you?
Yeah, we do have. Sorry.
Go ahead.
We do have a new amendment proposed by Tom Begley, and if it's appropriate, Tom, I'll read it now.
Please do.
And sorry if I get cut off for any reason. I think I should have good reception. The following proposed amendment to the Alpha Rho Alumni Chapter Constitution and Bylaws is submitted by Tom Begley, who is an active alumni chapter member in good standing, submitted today, February 15, 2017. Whereas the Constitution and Bylaws of the Alpha Rho Alumni Chapter in Article 9 gives members the right to propose amendments, but by submitting and writing the proposed changes to be considered by active members. I hereby propose the following amendment. Whereas Article 5, Section 1, Subsection H establishes and outlines the duties of the officer of member at large as follows. Number 1, serve as member of the Standards Committee. And number 2, responsible for undertaking and completing special projects at the request of the President and Chief Executive Officer. I hereby propose the following changes to modify the above article section and subsection to read, historian, who number 1 will oversee the collection and preservation of all Alpha Rho related historical records, number 2 will coordinate the chief information officer, will coordinate with the chief information officer to collect and maintain all photographs, video, and historical documents of importance. This shall include the responsibility to record meetings and APAC related events for posterity, and photographic, audio, video, and any possible new technological methods used to preserve our events for posterity. Number 3 will oversee the ongoing Alpha Rho History Project and will serve as the de facto chairman and scribe of the group of Archons Alumni Chapter Presidents, CEOs, as established in Article 8, Section 3 of the Alumni Chapter Constitution and Bylaws. Number four, shall serve as mentor and advisor for the student chapter historian to ensure that the coordination between student and alumni chapters is maintained for the purpose of preserving Alpha Rho history. Number five, serve as member of the standards committee. And number six, responsible for undertaking and compiling special projects at the request of the president, chief executive officer. Respectfully submitted for consideration and adoption this day, February 15, 2017.
All right, thank you. Let me just spend 2 seconds talking about this again. The amendment is to change the officer of member at large to historian and add a few additional responsibilities that we didn't have on there. I want to make it that this position is the person that is in charge of the collection and preservation of all of our historical records. I just felt that given our where we are right now, one, I don't want to leave that project in the hands of the undergraduate historian. No offense to any undergraduate historian, but I think having it in a an alumni's hands in a position that can really have some continuity to it, where the position is 2 years instead of every year, it allows us to maintain control of the important things. Number two is that I wanted to formalize the history project, and I wanted to make it to where every 5 years, what Article 8, Section 3 of the Alumni Chapter and Constitution talks about is that every 5 years going forward, the presidents of the alumni chapter and each undergraduate archon are tasked to sit on a committee together and write the history of the prior 5 years. So we need somebody to spearhead that, and I wanted to make that the historian. and put that person in front of us. So the third thing is I also felt, and this is one where I went back and forth on a little bit, but given the coordination that this person's going to have with the undergraduate historian, rather than have a separate Board of Alumni Advisors position for the historian, I think this is one of those positions where we can use that our position to take the burden off of the alumni, the Board of Alumni Advisors and Chapter Advisors, to make sure that the historian is doing what he needs to be doing. So I've formalized that and put it in under our purview. And then the other two standing things stay the same. He serves as a member of the Standards Committee and then can take on any other special projects that the President and Chief Executive Officer has. So that is the proposed amendment. The way that this is going to work is we can discuss it now and you can ask any questions. We're going to table it to bring back up in the spring alumni weekend, where it will be voted on to be adopted. So we're not gonna act on this today. But I would like to know and open it up to see if anyone has any questions about this amendment. I don't hear any. Okay. Hearing none, then what I'd like to do is ask for a motion to table the amendment till the spring alumni weekend.
A motion that we table this motion until this spring alumni weekend.
Motion by Patrick Folio. Is there a second, please?
I second it. It's Hyatt.
Jason seconded it. Okay. It's been so moved that it be tabled. Without opposition, we will table this until spring alumni weekend. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put this out to the active members of the alumni chapter. I will take this proposal and send it out. And at the same time, again, use it as a solicitation to get guys to come in. But they'll have it, and they can see it, and they can vote upon this amendment along with the approval of Eric as the chief operating officer for the year. That we'll need those two votes on. If there's not anything else, we'll need to vote on. But I'll get that out. Okay. Let me get to back here. All right. At this time, if there's no more new business, I'm going to open up the floor to any member in good standing who wishes to have the gavel, so to speak, for a time.
This is Hyatt. I just want to give a huge shout out. I don't know if all you guys saw, but Jordan Feathers was voted the number one PT in all of Morgantown. So, great honor, Jordan. I'm not surprised knowing you and knowing what hard work you do, but I just want to recognize that formally. Great job. You know, proud to call you brother.
Excellent. That's great to hear. Congratulations, Jordan.
Thank you, guys, and those that voted. I appreciate the online vote.
Good stuff. Anyone else? Going once, going twice. Okay. Thanks, guys. We've got a lot of work to get through between now and April. I'm really excited about this spring alumni weekend. I think we're going to have a blast. If you haven't registered, please do. If you're not sure you can make it, I'm going to be asking Jason to put up a list of those that have RSVP'd. Please do me a favor, even if you're not sure, go out on the website and register. And if you don't know, mark yourself as an Archon or Black Diamond level so you don't have to pay right now. And if you have to cancel, I get it. If you absolutely can't make it in, I understand. But if you think you might be able to, or there's a chance you can, please go out there and do that so that we have a number of good names that are up on the website. Okay, next conference call is Wednesday, March 15th, same bat time, same bat channel, 6 o'clock Eastern, and that's going to be about it. Can I have a motion to adjourn, please? Anybody, please?
This is Hyatt. I move to adjourn the meeting.
Second?
Second.
Second Patrick. Okay, without any opposition, we're done. Thanks, guys. We managed to hold the call to an hour, and I'm pleased at that. Good job. We'll talk soon. Let me know if you guys have any questions, and go out there and talk up Spring Alumni Weekend.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.